Hi guys, Kat Kabir here. I'm obviously no longer in tropical Bali. I am slightly chilly in Lisbon. So, one thing that really got me into my work back when I was 17 is I have a highly addictive personality. There's a lot I can talk to you about it. And while a lot of my healing path and recovery path involved how to deal with my feelings, how to handle past pain, how to transform trauma, how to really be present, which was really key. And this might surprise you, but also how to actually allow and enjoy pleasure. So my addictions have ranged from, lots of alcohol, lots of drugs, lots of food, lots of sex, and then also kind of the other side, of denial of food, which as a yoga teacher, I could always be detoxing and on a cleanse and on a specific kind of diet, being more celibate, like completely abstaining from drugs and alcohol, which isn't always a bad thing, right? But, the thing that I really had to own to know that I was no longer controlled by compulsions and undercurrent emotions and subconscious beliefs and, like how to really know that I was actually strong within myself and safe with myself and safe in this world. There's a lot that I can talk about with this, but part of it was actually learning how to be present and enjoy pleasure. So, let's say if you're really like binging on porn, sex, work, food, alcohol, drugs. There's a lack of presence, like you're not actually with what's happening. You're not actually here. You're not actually feeling it. And I know if I'm just gonna like hone in on the eating side, I never really allowed myself to taste my food and really take it in and let myself really enjoy it. There was always like if I was taking it was either something I had to get over quickly, or there was a lot of denial around the food, or I would just eat so quickly that I wasn't actually tasting it. And there was actually a terror around, can I give myself this, food? Can I give myself this pleasure? There was a fear that, the superficial fear was like, will I get really fat? But there was a deeper thing of like, I'm not allowed life. I'm not allowed to really enjoy being here. And I think if we just strip away addictions, but just I'm curious for you, how much do you let yourself receive? And we can like stretch that to like the compliments that people give you, just when good things are happening, or like I'm constantly traveling and, like, am I actually pausing and looking at like the colors and the sounds and, really allowing myself to be present? Am I allowing myself to receive and absorb the good things? A lot of us, especially those of us who are highly critical, will absorb the bad things. We'll listen to where the critic is, and what's wrong in this moment. We're not usually seeing what's right, and what's good right now. So, going back to like a very practical thing, let's say that you struggle with, either binge eating or, drinking a lot. Like one tool that I used that was really helpful for me just in learning real moderation and going into like intuitive eating so that I could really identify what's my real hunger, what's my real desire, and when is it that I'm like reaching for this alcohol or this food to deal with some other feeling that it's actually not going to satisfy it anyway, and if it's not going to satisfy it, it's just, more money down the drain, more calories being put on, and my problem isn't fixed, right? So it's like, how do I know when I really want something? Can I start to live my life in a way where I'm really giving myself what I want and need and not compensating and not covering and not seeking? Because that's really it. Like when you're being you and you're following your flow, you're really just like following what your needs are. And you can't logically plan this out. This is not like a head thing. You know, this is something where you're really feeling from your core, this is right for me. Now, just as a disclaimer, like, we do need our head. We do need our mind. We need a practical adult self, you know, that can also help manage ourselves. But like, you really want to be able to go from your core. So long story longer, one practical thing, because when I learned and when I became an eating disorder therapist, is that it takes about 15 minutes from, you know, your meal to your body actually feeling satiated. So one tip I've given myself and to my clients is wait 15 minutes, let your body digest, and then you can actually see if you want more. And part of it too is just learning to slow down and appreciate. So I used to like set a timer of, because I used to eat so quickly. And part of it was I starved myself for so long that for those, and if you ever were anorexic or restrictive, you know what I'm talking about. You literally are like, I don't know when the next meal will be. So I'm just gonna like starve. I'm gonna just eat as quickly as I can. Like, we're wild, hungry animals. So, you know, I had to learn how to eat, and I had to learn how to eat slowly and trust that the food will still be there and trust that there will be more food when I need it. So there's a lot of psychological damage you do if you ever become anorexic. Just like, don't get involved. So I would set a timer. It was like, okay, like, I'm going to enjoy this meal that I have over a period of 30 to 45 minutes. It was easier if I was with friends because we could be slowly eating together, certain friends. But, you know, by myself, it was also like not making my work a priority, making time for that meal. It's great for digestion. And then I would also set a timer before I would go get more. Where I actually didn't do 15 minutes. Sometimes I do 30 minutes to an hour to see, am I actually still hungry? And that helped me get into contact with the physical hunger and also start to differentiate between that and all the other types of hunger, you know, and the other types of hunger aren't bad. It's not bad to eat because you want to taste something. You know, when you're starting to eat because you're feeling like some boundaries have been crossed and you're looking for protection, it's just a signal, you know, but it's just starting to recognize the different types of hunger that you might have. And I did that with wine as well, you know, because I really enjoyed like a good glass of wine. And I actually don't like losing my clarity at all. So what I started doing was like one really good glass of wine, and I would set a timer, you know, I've got an hour, you know, and do I actually want a second glass of wine? You know, and that way I didn't go into a place of like denial, but I could still have that like glass of wine occasionally, but still keep my presence and also see, do I actually want more, you know, and what's really going on. So anyway, these are little food for thought, pun intended, on this New Year's-ish time. And I'm hoping that you're feeling cozy wherever you are. I'm sure if you're on one side of the world, you're actually sweltering with heat. And then of course you're a little bit chilly on this side. So sending you lots of love. Bye.